You're listening to SBS News.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese was rallying the team on Tuesday in the last parliamentary caucus meeting of the year. Mr. Albanese told colleagues they need to speak up and hold the government to account.
Scott Morrison talks about quiet Australians. What he really means is everyone should shut up and listen to him. That's what he means when he says quiet Australians. We won't be quiet. And Australians won't be quiet.
Labor is promising not to stay quiet on embattled Energy Minister Angus Taylor and the doctored documents saga that has plagued him for weeks. Mr. Taylor's office is under investigation for providing a forged document he then used to attack the Lord Mayor of Sydney. Last week, Scott Morrison personally phoned the New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller to discuss the investigation. It's a call that's been widely condemned. Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler is demanding Scott Morrison release details of the conversation.
Why won't the Prime Minister provide documents to the Parliament citing an ongoing police investigation, but is willing to background journalists to downplay the nature and the substance of that strike force?
Mr. Speaker, I advise the members opposite this is question time, not smear time.
Correct.
That's what it is. You're supposed to ask questions, Mr. Speaker, not make baseless assertions as part of partisan political games.
The heated debate continued in the Senate. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham told the Chamber it will cooperate with the investigation. But the response wasn't enough for the opposition's Penny Wong.
Mr. President, the government could not have been clearer about the full cooperation that will be provided to this investigation. But those opposite who asked for this investigation now seem to be doing everything possible to try to undermine or corrupt the investigation rather than letting it run as an independent investigation.
Senator Wong,
you don't like it, do you, Senator?
Senator Wong, on a point of order.
That is an inappropriate inference. We are not trying to influence the investigation. We're asking whether you will make your staff available.
Order.
As the Energy Minister's investigation continues to divide the Parliament, the calls for a Royal Commission into veteran suicides brought a more sombre and united response. A health report released last week showed since 2001 there have been 419 suicides of serving, reserve and ex-serving Australian Defence Force personnel. Labor is backing the push and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison told Parliament it's something the government will consider.
Now, I have remained open to this question. And I remain open to this question. I'm working closely with the Minister for Veterans Affairs, and I must say I'm working closely with the veterans who are in this chamber, and I would welcome that input and feedback from veterans on the other side of the chamber. And I've given an undertaking that we will continue to reflect on these things over the break before making a decision.
It's a decision which could bring all sides of Parliament together. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.